Podcasts are Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In our first 6 months, we've covered everything from the impact of climate change on the ice in the Arctic to indigenous cultural burning practices in California. For this special episode, I spoke with producer Daniel Spalding about some of our Living Lands highlights over the last 6 months.
Indigenous climate stories are often framed around disasters and looking at struggle, but your stories take a different approach, looking at solutions. Can you share a little bit about why it's also important to highlight those kinds of stories?
Highlighting these stories is crucial because it reminds us that Indigenous people have always been the original stewards and caretakers of these lands. The solutions to today's environmental impacts often lie in our traditional knowledge and teachings.
And what is one or two of the stories you'd like to highlight?
The first story was a series of the fire burning with the Karuk tribe and the Washoe tribe, and it was just really interesting to learn about how these tribes have, you know, traditionally burned on their homelands. And the Mountain West News Bureau reporter Murphy Woodhouse spoke with Bill Tripp, the Karuk Tribal Natural Resource Director, about fire.
You know, you don't just live in a fire environment like this without developing an integral relationship with it.
Can you share a little bit about the diversity that you've been seeing in the different stories?
So, for example, I did an interview with a life in the Arctic, which I found to be, you know, very unique and very interesting. Then Priscilla Frankson, an Inupiaq researcher, shared a little bit about what home sounds like to her.
So some of my favorite sounds that I hear are, like, you know, the aluminum boat, and then you hear, like, little pieces of ice just, like, hitting against the boat. And, like, you hear the water.
You know, it goes to show that, like, Indian country is just very diverse, and not just in, like, terms of languages and cultures, but also in the landscapes that we call home. From my homelands here in Idaho to the Everglades of Florida, each community has a, you know, distinct relationship with the land and its resources.
The program focuses on climate, but it also connects to different aspects of Indigenous life, including culture, technology, politics, health. Can you share a little bit about that?
One of the stories that I got to do was covering heavy metal music and some of the lyrics that were like a way of resistance to climate change and to colonization.
And I spoke with Grist reporter Taylor Stagner about that connection.
I think Indigenous people are angry for many good reasons, and we don't have too many places to show that or to feel those feelings. So I think for me, it was trying to explore that because I feel it's something we don't really get to talk about.
Is there one story or a couple of the stories that stick out that you connected with hearing about their specific traditional knowledge?
One recently was on the Kemu, which is Indian dogbane, and Kemu is how we say it in the Nez Perce language. And that one was really special, not only because it was close to home, my own tribe, but it was important for me to learn too about this plant that my people have used, you know, for generations, and that it's no longer in our area.
And I interviewed Stella Samaripa about her work to restore Kemu, and this is what she said.
It was meant to be completely exterminated, and here it is, still finding its way back to us. And, you know, that resilience is the same way with us, right? We have been near genocide, and we were supposed to be exterminated, and here we are still alive. We're still talking to each other.
And I also spoke with Cheyenne Kippenberger about the importance of traditional knowledge for the Seminole Tribe of Florida.
We know these lands. All of our tribal communities have had a relationship with their traditional homelands for hundreds of thousands of years. We've treated it as a relative, and in turn, it has taken care of us as people.
I thought it was really important to hear from a Seminole tribal member in southern Florida about what their tribe is doing to restore the Everglades and protect their homelands.
And 6 months definitely goes by fast. What do you hope for the program looking into the future, the next 6 months and beyond?
I hope that we continue to keep educating the listeners and just letting them know that our people are still here, and that we're not, you know, this like history lesson, and that we come from thriving communities with so many just talented and smart people.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.